Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Welcome to The Chalene Show. Chalene is a New York Times bestselling author, celebrity fitness trainer, and obsessed with helping you live your dream life.
Well, this is going to be fun. Now you get to create an alter ego. What I mean by that is, if you ever saw someone who was just incredibly confident, and you thought to yourself, I wish I could feel that way. I wish I could be like that. I wish I could stand the way they stand. I wish I had that confidence. I wish I had belief in myself in that particular situation the same way they do, because I know what they would do. I know how they would behave. I know how they would act. Well, you can actually use that to your advantage. It's almost like the Beyoncé Sasha Fierce. It's like this alter ego that you can create for yourself. And what you'll find, it really does make you feel like you're pretending a little bit, but it works. The crazy thing about pretending, and you've heard like fake it till you make it, don't think of that as being phony. Think of that as telling your brain to believe your body. I use this example often. I must have been doing it a lot when I worked for somebody else, when I had a J-O-B. I did used to call in sick like all the time because I didn't want to be there. I didn't want to be sitting at a desk reading depositions. I felt dead when I was sitting at a desk reading depositions day after day after day. And so there's only like so much I could take. And then I would say, that's it. I'm going to call in sick tomorrow and I'm going to work on my dream. And I would worry about that. And then I would convince myself, okay, you can do a really good job of acting. And then, you know, I'd like have it go on throughout the day and just act like real mopey. And eventually I'd be like, maybe I am getting sick. Like I'd start to think, maybe I just knew I was gonna get sick. And I think now I really am sick. And I wake up the next morning and I'd make sure my voice still sounded all scratchy and tired. And I'd be like, oh, my throat is killing me. I'm really sick. I can come in if you need me to, but... There's like, oh, no, honey, you stay home. And then I would lay in bed for like half the day going, I think I am sick. Because I would convince myself, I was such a good actress, that I was convincing myself that I was sick and tired. And it always ruined my day off because I'd already like mentally, my brain had started to believe this like acting job that I was doing to convince my boss that I was really sick. And so the thing that happens is when you sit up straight and you pull your shoulder blades back, and I know you just did that because you heard me say it, and you pull your shoulder blades back and you start to smile a lot more, right? And you actually tell yourself, I feel quite relaxed and confident and assured, and I'm not nervous. I feel empowered. And you start like saying those things to yourself, your brain starts to believe your body language, right? So it's almost like playing a role. It's like taking on somebody else's persona. Now, my good friend, Dr. Michaela, likes to tell her clients, especially those who are just paralyzed by fear. Like they have this fear that someone's going to break into their home, let's say. And they're like, I can't sleep at night because I feel like someone's going to break in at all times. She will ask them to pretend you're somebody else. If you were the most confident, self-assured woman, what would that woman do if someone broke into their house and was going to attack their children? And she can picture, this client said that they could picture themselves becoming this person. They know exactly what they would do. If I know what I'm going to do, then I sit confidently. I feel assured. So what I want you to do is pick an alter ego, a Sasha Fierce, a Justin Timberlake, a whoever it is. Maybe it's Jay-Z. I don't know who it is. But it's somebody. Maybe it's someone you know in real life. That would even be better. Who you know how they would deal with this particular situation that is the most scary to you and take on their persona. I have been speaking for years, and I've been on many stages, and I've done Toastmasters, and I've paid tens of thousands of dollars to experts to teach me to be a better speaker. But I remember the first time that I saw Dr. Pamela Peek speak on stage, and I thought, wow, man, I don't need to talk about the things she's talking about. I don't need to look like her. I don't need to be her, but I need to feel what she's feeling. And I studied her, but I remember the way she stood there with her feet grounded and slightly apart and her shoulders back. And I thought, the second she took the stage, the first time I heard her speak, I said, I don't even know what she's going to talk about, but I know she's going to take care of me. And I thought to myself, I want to make other people feel that way. When I take the stage, don't worry, I got you. I'm going to take care of you. you can relax. Because the worst thing is to be sitting in the audience and a speaker takes the stage and you're like, oh no, they're super nervous. Oh no, now I'm nervous for them. Oh great, now I wanted to learn all this information, but I can't even like relax because I'm so worried about them because they can't take care of me. I'm going to take care of them. Oh, I'll lean forward and smile a lot for them so that they're not nervous. And now I can't relax because you're not taking care of me. So I wanted to take on that persona, and I literally changed my stance because I knew my material, but I wanted people to feel that. So I would literally, just before I go on stage, remember what that powerful, empowered stance looked and felt like. And she's probably about 8 inches taller than me, but I kind of try to embody that for a moment. So who is your alter ego? And if you can just pretend to be them in that moment, it's amazing how your brain starts to believe you. My son is a high school quarterback. Maybe someday he'll be a collegiate quarterback. I don't know. Doesn't matter. You know why? Because the kid's got confidence. So no matter what he does, he will be successful. I promise you that. But I asked him, hey, so in those moments when you have like all these giant humans rushing at you 1,000 miles per hour with these big helmets on, and you know, you've just stepped back and looked up and there's like thousands of pounds of flesh coming at you, what's your thought process? And he said, I pretend I'm Tom Brady. I just say, I don't know exactly what to do, but if I were Tom Brady, I would know what to do. I'm like, that's pretty cool. And I asked my husband, is Tom Brady a good person to pretend to be? And he's like, oh yeah, that's a good person to pretend to be. So who's your person? Who's your alter ego? Decide who that is. And now I want you to start like thinking in all situations where you feel a moment of fear and self-doubt, how would they speak? What would their vocal inflection sound like? How would they stand? How would they make other people feel? What would their facial expressions be? How do they hold themselves? Because that's a huge part of confidence, is our physical awareness. And when we are confident people, we make other people around us feel confident. So imagine for a moment you have to pretend. This is not faking. This is taking on another person's strength and power so that you can make it your own. Here's your homework assignment. This could be kind of fun. Tell us who your person is. Who's your alter ego? Who's your Sasha Fierce? Who's your Jay-Z? Who's your Justin Timberlake? Who's your Tom Brady? Who is that person that you're going to think of the next time you're in a situation where you have doubt and self-fear and question your ability to do something? Share with us who that person is and how you will use them in that next scary moment.
This episode has been sponsored by CourageousConfidenceClub.com. It's a club that I've created specifically to help people who struggle with confidence and insecurities and social settings and just standing up for themselves, being yourself and feeling good about it. All of us could benefit from having more confidence. I'd love for you to just experience a taste of it. So please be my guest by going to shaleenjohnson.com/confidence tips. Now, if you don't feel like writing that web address down or remembering to go there later, all you have to do is, while you're listening from your phone, send me a text message. The number is 949-565-4337, and that is for U.S. residents. Then just send me the word confidence, and I will send you access to this video. This video will help you to eliminate self-doubt and just feel more confident in any situation, whether it's work or personal or just your social interactions. Every one of us can benefit from having more confidence. There you'll submit your email address and I will immediately send to your inbox my latest training video where I teach you step by step how to feel more confident in just about any social setting. I think you'll find this incredibly useful, whether it's business or personal or just in your everyday interactions. Confidence is something that makes life easier. It helps you to raise more confident, self-efficient children. It allows us to speak our mind, to stand up for ourselves, to do the things that otherwise we are paralyzed by fear, and we just allow our own thoughts to stop us. By learning how to overcome self-doubt and fear of success, you can become that confident person that others are attracted to. The person you want to be, the person you deserve to be, the person you know is inside of you. So thank you for checking out my free tools by going to shaleenjohnson.com/confidence tips.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.